The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on the agenda for today?
We've got a very uplifting show today.
It should be a lot of fun. And
don't forget,
it's Wednesday.
Work!
All right, everyone, back to work.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Wait, that doesn't sound fun.
Here it is.
Well, back to work.
And have fun, whether you like it or not.
This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
Hey!
No. Oh, my God. No!
Hey! And I know it's not really good for the planet.
They don't have figured out yet. You're going too far, dog. Like, bro, you tripping, dog.
Hey! They're not children. They're not adults. They're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
All right, here we go. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
You got your hat all backwards. You think you're cool?
Dude, I am fly.
You think
pretty fly for a white guy.
You're one of the cool cats out there on the playground.
I turn my hat backwards. Hey, you know, it could be a visor.
All right. Every guy knows, though, and I'm guilty of it, too. When I'm about to do something athletic or, like, anything. I'm out fishing or something like that.
Yeah.
You turn the hat backwards. You engage.
It means business.
It means business.
You know?
We've all done it. I'll probably do it until I'm 80 years old. Like, boop, got to take the trash out. Oh,
certain things.
Turn my hat backwards.
When you turn your hat backwards, watch out.
Yeah.
It's usually like a hold my beer kind of moment.
Hold my beer, or it's like someone throws you a football, your hat's forward. You do like three passes, like, all right, we're throwing the ball now. Hat backwards.
Do it backwards. Yeah. Or then you got your old like baseball dad.
Yeah.
Who just got back from, softball leagues. He's got his hat backwards, you know.
Sunglasses on the back of the
neck. Ah, yes, dude, yes. They're always the Oakleys. You know?
Well, I didn't know you were going to be bringing it this morning, Hunter. I didn't know this was the cool show, so I'll have to up my game. I'm wearing khaki slacks like a dork.
Yeah, look at you. You got your New Balances on your khaki slacks.
Your L7 weenie. This guy's a square, man.
He's got his dad jeans on.
Well, folks, stick around. We got a fun Wednesday lined up for you. Busy Wednesday.
Yeah. I can't believe it's already Wednesday. Nice.
Is it Wednesday or is it Tuesday?
I think it's Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
I was about to ask you. Because it's weird. It feels like Tuesday to me, but it's not. Is it?
It's Wednesday. No, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. Phew. Boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
I tell you.
It's weird.
It's weird.
I was going to... I think I went on the show yesterday after this show, because I got the midday show.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to Monday. I'm like, oh, my God. It's Tuesday.
It's better to go back a day, though.
Yeah.
It's better to go back a day. I really, for a moment there, was like, no, wait, it's Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We've confirmed it. I've looked at the calendar. It is Wednesday the 19th of 2020.
What? Oh, it's 2020.
2020,
okay.
Yeah. I have yet to write 19.
Yeah.
How about that?
Right.
I'm a month and a half in, and I have not written 19
I've
yet.
Drawn a few ones.
You idiot.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Like, turn your hat back. Only cool kids who write 20 can have their hats backwards. All right, folks. We're going to have some fun with you. Let's get to it. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around. We'll be back. Alrighty, good morning. 6:13, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up, you ears? Lyrics.
What up, Rob Van Winkle?
I wish.
You know?
I wish.
Probably living the life, man. He was at Four Winds last year.
Was
it last year?
Was he performing?
It was like last year, the year before, they were doing like an all 90s tour. And it was like him. I want to say MC Hammer was on it too. Or maybe it was New Kids on the Block or it was something like that, but it was all 90s.
We do love Vanilla Ice here. And I want to just, everyone rips on Vanilla Ice, like legitly. Dude, the guy sold 160 million records.
Yeah, you can't really rip on him.
No, he was fantastic.
Not to mention, he was like the first, like, I don't want to say the first, but like one of the breakthrough white rappers at the time.
Beastie Boys kind of paved
the
way.
Beastie Boys did, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know of any other ones, though.
Yeah. I think what he came out though, and he had like a number one. He was like the only white boy with the number one in that timer or something.
Hey, it was it.
Yeah.
Then he had Eminem shortly after.
Eminem, who just came out with a new album,
dude. He just dropped it out of nowhere.
That's the second time he's done that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think it's smart. I think it has something to do with the online music now.
Yeah.
It's like if you could plan to steal music like people do, but if you like drop it right on them that day, that morning, it's like, oh God.
Yeah.
I just got to buy it. So I think people buy it.
So what we're going to do for our record. Just going to drop it.
Just randomly one day. I know you guys are anticipating it.
With tens of downloads.
You know what, though? Hey, real quick about Eminem. I know this is a rock station. But he's rapping too fast now. I like the old Slim Shady.
Yeah?
You know, like the old Slim Shady.
I don't know, because I'm a fan of Busy Bone from the great Bone Thugs and Harmony. And have you ever heard him rap? There's not a slow part about it.
I don't think he even takes a breath.
No,
the whole
it's insane.
Album.
And as a young man in middle school trying to replicate that, just imagine a little white kid in JNCO jeans like,
dude, it's the same thing that I'm in right now.
I nailed it.
I'm like, damn. I mean, he can rap, I'm saying.
I think he's proving once and for all that he is the rap god.
That's exactly what he's doing now. He's the rap god, and he keeps rapping like that. Well, you know, I don't like it.
What?
It's because I like to play Eminem when I DJ.
Yeah.
But I can't play Rap God. I mean, some people can get around. Well, the real Slim Shady, please stand.
Well, you can always do that.
Right. It's old. It's slower.
Yeah.
You know, older people can kind of rally around it a little bit. But you throw Rap God on, grandma looks at you like, what in God's name?
That's,
what are you playing?
And then she has a heart attack.
Yeah. Hey!
Here comes the big one.
Rap God, I'm about to go see God.
Is it going to be Eminem when I get up there?
Here comes the big one, Eminem.
Oh, God, I'm coming to you, Eminem. I'm coming to you. Mama's coming home. How do we get out of that?
I don't even know.
Oh, because I was talking about Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a weird journey we just took there.
Yeah.
Hey, sports coming up next, and there is some controversy coming from the New York Yankees star and the Astros.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to talk about that. Uh-huh. I'll have that for you and more. Well, you'll do it. I'll just
guide me.
I'll guide you.
Thank
I'll hold
you.
I'll
Thank
hold
you.
Your hand.
Appreciate
as
that.
You go to the lights and lighten Eminem.
Here comes the big one.
Yeah. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, it's on the printer. I told you they're on this printer. I said I print it off.
Stall.
There once was a man from Nantucket. No, I can't do that. Anyway, 6:23, Brock Hunter.
Let's do it.
Are you ready now?
I'm ready. I've always been ready.
That's how I roll.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're getting your sports from the printer where Brock told you they'd be.
You're damn right. That's where you're getting it, right? Hey, sports is hot this morning.
Is it hot?
Yeah, like literally, physically.
Oh, yeah.
To the touch, yeah.
Yeah.
Paper's hot.
None better than hot paper off a printer.
It's just printed.
Hot, fresh paper.
Hot sports this morning.
Hot trees.
NHL last night. Red Wings beating the Canadians 4-3. There you go. New York. The Rangers going to be in Chicago tonight playing the Blackhawks at 8 o'clock. Moving on. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Akron beating Western Michigan 71-67. Ohio beating Central Michigan 77-69. Eastern Michigan taking on Kent State 70-49. Wow. Tonight, Michigan going to be at Rutgers 7 o'clock if you're a Wolverine fan there. So you said you had something about baseball this morning.
Obviously, we have discussed the fall of the Houston Astros. People are not happy with them. People are calling for punishment. People are calling for retribution.
Yes.
People are calling for everything.
Right now.
One of those that has spoken up is New York Yankee All-Star Aaron Judge. And he says the Astros should actually lose their 2017 title.
It was tough to watch, you know, through the whole thing. You know, once it came out, you know, I was pretty mad, pretty upset to know that we were probably cheated out of a possibility of making it to the World Series. That's tough to kind of let go. Wasn't a fan of the punishment. I thought that was a little weak for a player-driven scheme, that no players involved got any punishments. You know, it affected the fans of the game, you know, and even other guys, the guys that lost their jobs because of it.
Do you think the Astros should be stripped of their 2017 championship?
Yeah, I just don't think it holds any value. You cheated and you didn't earn it. You know, that's how I feel, is it wasn't earned. To know that another team had an advantage that nothing you can really guard against, I just don't feel like that's earned or it's not earned.
All right, first of all, you are on the Yankees, who have a history of cheating.
Yeah.
Second of all, what you've kind of, what's come to light is basically everyone does it.
So that's what, you know what this is saying, the punishment? It's saying, yes, everybody was doing it. You know why? Because we're not going to punish individual players. It's basically, we're just going to try to, let's just get past it.
Try and combat it from this point on.
You know, let's just kind of move on from it. Maybe everybody will forget. Well, we're not. We're not going to forget.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It's just too big. It's too big of a thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Astros. You have to punish somebody. You have to put somebody in the limelight to punish. You have to. I'm sorry. You have to make an example of somebody, and it's going to be the Astros. You have to strip their title. Dude, if they're taking Heisman trophies back.
That's true.
You have to take the title. Mm-hmm. Period.
Baseball has had a lot of controversy, whether it's from the steroid use, you know, Barry Bonds. Yeah. I mean, people, even if when you talk about how great Barry Bonds is, everyone still knows mm-hmm. the guy was juiced.
Yeah.
Mark McGwire. I mean, you look, Sammy Sosa, all mm-hmm. these guys. So it's like, I don't know what the big hang-up is right now with baseball, if it needs a shake-up.
Here's what's going on, man. And you know what? Right now, it could be subliminally one of the greatest times for baseball, because right now, you have the opportunity to change a few things in the game. Mm-hmm. You can evolve the baseball game. Mm-hmm. You can make it more interesting for the youth. What a better time right now when you're D is in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You're down and out.
Yep.
You know, so let's change a few things. There's a few things I was listening on to sports radio the other day. They're like, a few things that definitely need to be changed. Why don't you have a shot clock? Why can the pitcher just stay in there as long as he wants mm-hmm. before he throws the ball?
Yeah.
I mean, it just slows the game down.
I think
there's so many things with baseball that can change to make it better.
Because it's America's favorite pastime, people lose their frickin' minds.
Yeah, but every other sport's evolving. Yeah. Every other sport has changed rules to make it more enjoyable mm-hmm. for the player and the fan. More importantly, the fan.
Yeah.
The people that pay to have you on that field.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so obvious, and baseball is so sluggish mm-hmm. when it comes to evolving.
Well, they don't want to.
That it's like now they're basically saying, yes, we're not going to punish them too hard because we all know that we all were cheating.
Yeah.
It's like that basically what they're saying.
I really don't think baseball at its core has changed all that much since its early humble beginnings in the 1880s or whenever it came over. By the way, we didn't invent baseball, folks.
You know,
we didn't.
You know, they could do a lot of things right now. They could make a negative and turn it into a positive easily.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not. They're just stalling, and it sucks. You know what? Somebody's going to come out with a new league, just like the XFL.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, Brock. Yeah. That's got to be us.
You know what?
I don't know, man.
You know what it's called when an Amish guy strikes out? A swing and a mish.
And a mish.
Yes! I've been waiting to use that joke. Yeah. All right, we'll talk more about this because obviously there's a lot of opinions on baseball and where it's going, mm-hmm. the direction it's headed, so we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Brock, it's Hunter.
Ain't afraid of no ghost. It's Egon.
Egon. You can pull off Egon.
Yeah. Yeah. Long face.
Yeah.
Not smart enough, though.
See, I'm more of the Slimer character myself. So.
Yeah, the John Belushi, if you will.
Yes, yes.
Because that's who Slimer is, John Belushi.
I don't get why the ghost ate so much, though.
It's because, I can tell you exactly why.
Why?
They were mimicking John Belushi from Animal House.
I know.
Specifically the part where he was in the house smashing all the food, and he does
that's when they're at the cafeteria.
Cafeteria.
But, though, I'm saying, though, a ghost doesn't need to eat, right? Or do they still need to eat?
Yeah,
because remember from Casper, they ate all that nice food, but then it just
falls through.
Right through them, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if the digestive system's working too well.
Maybe part of being a ghost is that you still crave food, but you don't get the satisfaction from it?
And that's why you're pissed off haunting everybody,
yeah.
huh? You're trying to get their food.
Because you're just trying to eat a cannoli.
Yeah, if you were...
Holy cannoli.
Ravioli? Holy cannoli.
I don't know. Anyway, before we get too deep into that, we should probably do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union,
come be part of it.
40 years ago today, February 19th, 1980, AC/DC and the rock world were saddened when the band singer Bon Scott died in a car in London after choking on his own vomit following a drinking binge. Bon Scott to me, obviously AC/DC is my favorite band, so I may be a little biased, but Bon Scott to me was one of the most enigmatic front men. Mm-hmm. He was so good, dude. He was just so fantastic. Vocals were just awesome. His stage presence was insane. And I wonder where AC/DC would be without Brian Johnson. If Bond wouldn't have died on that day,
would they be better or worse?
I mean, because it's tough. Like, think of any other. Think of another band. Think of another band that had the success that AC/DC did, and were really, because he died shortly after the release of Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
Which you have Highway to Hell, you have Back in Black. Those are kind of like, if you talk to anybody about AC/DC, young or old, they can pretty much tell you Highway to Hell, Back in Black.
Your
right?
Staple albums, if you will.
Pretty much. So they were on this kind of, they were really on the rise. They released Highway to Hell, boom. Now they're as mainstream as they can get, growing, you know, arena tours, this and that. Bond dies. They bring in Brian Johnson in that same year, 1980, and release Back in Black. And that becomes the second highest album ever in the history of music. It's only behind Michael Jackson's Thriller. That's insane for a rock band.
It's pretty insane.
So here you have and completely different singers. I mean, completely different styles. Would they be even bigger? Would they have tapered off maybe in the 80s?
Where would Brian Johnson be?
Where would Brian Johnson be?
He's singing with Jackal.
You know, he might be. Or maybe Jack will never be formed because they didn't have Brian Johnson AC/DC.
As an influence.
As an influencer. Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But it's crazy to see this huge success that you have with one lead singer and then completely change it and have even more success and take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. Nuts. AC/DC guitarist Angus Young talked about how he found out about Scott, the band's singer, and died, and this was kind of his reaction to it.
I got a call from a girlfriend of his. She had heard Bon had died. And then the phone went again, and there was another girl that he knew, and she had been expecting him. She was worried. She didn't know where he was. And then I got a hold of our manager, and he said, look, it might be some crazy rumor. I don't know. But he tracked down, I think, either the guy who had been with him, and he found out through him. So he got back, and that's when I found out that it was Bond.
He was born Ronald Belford Scott in Scotland. He met Angus and Malcolm Young in Adelaide, Australia, in August of 1974. He was recovering from a motorcycle accident when he was asked to drive the brothers around. So he really started off as the guy's driver.
Yeah.
And then eventually he got to audition for the band.
We were traveling down to Adelaide for the first time. And Bong had the car to drive us to the next gig. And then the next morning, there's this banging on the door, and there's Bong. And he's straight in, and he said, you know that singer you got? It's really bad, you know? He said, I'm your singer, you know? I want to be in the band, you know? Anyway, we had a little jam with Bong, and we've got a good band now. Just a great character, you know?
Which is very interesting because a lot of people think it's just always been Bond, but there was an original singer that Bond replaced. And if you go back to the early days, there's like one or two music videos with the original singer, and I can't think of his name. I'm mad at myself right now for that. But
probably for a good reason, not good.
Yeah,
huh?
But it really just, you know, you have Bond come in, and that's when the success really took off. Known for his screeching vocals, he was also the lyricist who co-wrote many of the band's biggest songs, including Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, Highway to Hell, Let There Be Rock. But according to Angus, if you ever asked Bond what he wrote, he would say toilet poetry. But the reality of it is that it really worked well.
Back in about 1957 or 8, I think it was, you know, and I used to sing in the shower, like my mum would say, Bond, if you can't sing proper songs, shut up. You know, don't sing this rock and roll garbage. You know? And now, of course, she loves it very much, you know.
The other crazy thing, being an AC/DC fan, is there's very little, like, interview footage, audio of, like, interviews with Bon Scott. There's only a handful of them, which is kind of sucks.
So early on.
Yeah.
You know?
I know a lady through the industry who actually, she's been in the industry long enough, but she got to meet Bon Scott all those years ago.
Damn.
And, like, so I've shook her hand before and been like, this touched Bon Scott, right? Like, yeah. Brock, let it go. Let go of my hand. I'm like, I can't. We're connected now. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
We'll keep in line with it. On this day, 1980, February 19th, Bon Scott, lead singer of AC/DC, died after a night of drinking in London, England. Make sure you put the right photo up this time.
That's
your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Unter.
Tuck it.
Yes. Hey, folks. So,
what?
I don't know. I sang that one. You are. us.
So we're going to break out into a musical?
I think so. That's what, you know, we need to do like musical Mondays or something. We start talking and then for no reason we break out into a musical.
Something really subtle happens and it starts.
So I got to tell you about this crazy thing that happened last night. There I was at the grocery store.
It never happens in real life. So stop doing it in movies.
Dun, dun, dun. There was a grocery cart.
I mean, dude, imagine if, like, it was common for you to walk around in everyday life and, like, somebody starts to bust out in a musical. And you had to be a part of it. You have to start singing. And you already know the song somehow.
The closest thing we have to that is flash mobs. And I hate flash mobs. It's the closest thing in real life that we have to. So, no, don't be that person.
Jason. Jason's going to break out into a musical. I can feel it. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here he goes.
Damn it, Jason.
Every time we invite him, dude.
I hate you, Jason. Well, I tell you what. There is going to be some music at the Disney on Ice event that is going on.
There's plenty.
But you're going to like that thing, so go to it. We had some great bus trips here in 2020, and they're just going to keep adding up. Right now, the Disney on Ice one, which is going on Thursday, February 27th, you can get your tickets and a spot on the bus, radiosupersaver.com, only $29. That gets you in and gets you a ride to and from the awesome event up there in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. So check it out. If you like people singing on skates, this is just the thing for you. So go check it out, and again, see what else we got. RadioSupersaver.com. We'll be back with Useless Trivia.
Hey, clear the way in the old bazaar. Hey, you let us through with a bright new star. Oh,
you know, he goes into a whorehouse. That scene with the girls with their face covered, that's a brothel, man.
Yeah, it is.
In a kid's movie.
Wait a second.
Hot cartoon.
It was pretty hot, yeah.
Prostitutes. Damn it, man. I just got done talking about Disney on Ice. All righty, here we go. It's time for Useless Trivia, as always brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. Oh, my God. They got another seafood boil going on this weekend. Oh, my God. Seriously, if you've never had it, dude, I will slap an old lady to get a plate of that.
I'm serious.
Yeah. But
let's get out of here and go get some right now.
Wait in line.
Right.
Seriously, go check them out. They're obviously getting ready for Mardi Gras. They got some great Mardi Gras specials going on. And I got that gift certificate for you, so you can go check out No LaRue. I guarantee once you have them, you will be going back. And you will be addicted to it. Yep. Your useless trivia for today. Big happy birthday to one of my favorite actors, Jeff Daniels.
Oh, there you go.
He turned 65. He still lives in Michigan.
Just shaving.
In the hit comedy classic Dumb and Dumber, what was the name of the pet store Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey's characters wanted to open? In the hit comedy classic Dumb and Dumber, what was the name of the pet store Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey's characters wanted to open? A, Worms R Us, B, Wormy Bros, or C, I Got Worms? 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
That's what we're going to call it.
In the hit comedy classic Dumb and Dumber, what was the name of the pet store Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey's characters wanted to open? A, Worms R Us, B, Wormy Bros, or C, I Got Worms? 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, win.
Mission rocks.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 702, your useless trivia for today. Big happy birthday to actor Jeff Daniels. He's turning 65. In the hit comedy classic Dumb and Dumber, what was the name of the pet store Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey's characters wanted to open? Let's get ourselves a winner here for your useless trivia presented by No LaRue. WIRX, hello.
Hey, did you guys get a winner yet?
Not yet, buddy.
Is it C, I Got Worms?
C, I Got Worms.
That's what we're going to call it.
That's right. All right. Woo-hoo-hoo. Nicely done, man. What's your name?
Kevin, man. I'm calling from Decatur.
Decatur. Hey, you know we're number one there, right?
Absolutely.
Damn right we are. Well, Kevin, you're number one today. Got yourself that gift certificate to No LaRue. What station hooked you up?
WIRX.
All right. Next chance to win coming up tomorrow. Same place, same time. Let's do news. Rockwell.